You and I are listening to the music of Fontaine's Muse. They are a world band, we might say award-winning world band, because we are listening to their song Spiral Dance. A little while ago we heard Sacred Geometry, which was a Billboard magazine award winner. And they are the musical force behind San Francisco's number one magic show, the Magic Bazaar. Now, the Magic Bazaar is going to, hopefully, be coming to Southern California July 14th. And Fontaine Riddle and Farhan Khan are here in studio with me from Fontaine's Muse. Fontaine, you were mentioning before, are one of the original founders of the Magic Bazaar. And like your music, it seems to combine a lot of influence. Who are some of the influences that you're paying tribute to with this show?
Well, of course, on the magic side, Houdini. Majinga, I should let him speak for himself. I'm sure he's got a lot of that on his website about who his influences are. But he's very multicultural in his approach to magic, which makes him very unique. And like I said, he's been all over the world studying magic. So I'm not up on all the magician's name, but he always talks about Houdini. And in fact, in the show he does, because he does a couple of actual traditional illusions from the Houdini school of thought. As far as music goes, would you tell me what your tell me what you?
My influences are mostly I'm come from a really rock and roll and like a Kiss and Led Zeppelin kind of a background, and how we incorporate the Magic Bazaar into our music, because I kind of use electronic sound, and the sitar is a really, 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 really old instrument. It's like, I think about 9th century, or it's very, very old. And try to use with the new, kind of a new beat to make it more refreshing for, and try to simplify it for the Western ears, because the way I play sitar and she sings is mostly for the Western ears, that we try to not to use a lot of semitones, which is more into Southeast Indian. I think I'm getting kind of technical here, so try to simplify our music, and so I listen to a lot of rock, actually. That's my background.
And my influence, I started with jazz, and I like to listen to the scat singers, Ella Fitzgerald and Sarah Vaughan, and modern singers. I definitely like Lady Gaga, I have to admit.
I love
really
her too.
Do. She's a lot of fun, and what she's done is create a character for her to write for. So she's both the character and the composer, and I appreciate that. Say what you will. I really do like I like the Indian style singing, where they do the percussional naming of the notes as they sing, and ta 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 ke ta 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 ta. And I've always liked chanting, I spent 9 years as a Nam-myoho Renge Kyo Buddhist, just because I love the sound of it. And that's where they have like a 2,000 syllable mantra, and they go on for 30 minutes. Myoho Renge Kyo, So I just love listening to things that I've never heard before, and it's going to influence me. And I've always listened to Ali Akbar Khan. I've always listened to Ravi Shankar. So they just sort of saturated me and whatever comes out. And I might not even sound like any of those people, but they're in there somewhere. So, I just want to mention one more person that started with us, Robert Constantine, who you heard in the intro. He's a keyboard guitarist, and still we use some of those things that he did in the beginning. But he's in the great holy music making place in the sky right now. He's making music with the angels. He's passed on in 2005, and we miss him. But we've become stronger musicians because we've had to compensate for those parts, and we haven't replaced them. We've both learned what he did and still playing.
I still use his when I use samples, I use a lot of his grooves
still,
almost. So he's kind of playing with us all the time.
We always have to talk about him, because with pleasure, because he was a wonderful, talented artist. Yeah.
What's the most valuable lesson each one of you learned from him as a musician?
Oy vey. Used to say that too. I inherited his bouzouki. He's a Greek person, and he taught me some bouzouki playing, and he taught me patience. He was a very patient man, and he taught me, to take my time to learn something well. He had very good work ethic in music. He really did. Yeah.
How about for you, Flash?
What did I learn from Bob? valuable lesson about mixing. I could tell that mixing and sound mixing, because he's kind of older than me, so I can look up to it and how to mix the song, how to record it. And that's what I could tell, more a technical part of it. But he's a very good friend, and I learned about life from him, you know, how to, you know, so that's
an
what I can say.
An important life lesson.
He was like our uncle. You know, he really was, you know, so.
I'm going to ask you if you have time to stay for one more segment, because we need to get some information out here about how people can get tickets and what else you need.
Oh, it's our pleasure.
You and I are listening to Fontaine Riddle and to Farhan Khan, and they are the core of the band Fontaine's Muse. They are also bringing the Magic Bazaar, of which Fontaine is one of the original co-creators, to Southern California in July. We will be back in just a minute here on Over Coffee and tell you how you can get involved and how you can get more information. This is Dot Cannon, and this is Lancer Radio. We are streaming live to you at lancerradio.org.